It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. Well, there are 21 ships that you could potentially see today if you're in Astoria, coming and going in and out of the river, and anchored off downtown here. We have 6 inbounders, we have 6 outbound ships, and we have 9 in our Astoria anchorages. In our marine weather forecast, low pressure continues off the South Oregon and Northern California coasts the next few days. A cold front will continue pushing inland this morning. Unsettled weather continues over the region into the weekend, and we're going to see colder temperatures, which could even bring us some snow here on the coast. So send your good wishes to mariners who are out there on the water working. It's going to be cold into next week. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through Friday afternoon. Today's forecast, west winds 15 to 20 knots, wind waves from the west 4 feet high at 5 seconds apart, and northwest swells 9 feet at 12 seconds. Showers are likely, and swell heights will reach 16 feet by Friday, and that could bring restrictions on ship traffic. You can keep track of the status of the Columbia River Bar by going to ColumbiaRiverBarPilots.com. You'll be able to see there on the homepage whether the bar is on normal green status or on yellow or red. If it's anything other than green, ship traffic delays could happen for safety reasons. Well, yesterday on the Ship Report, we talked about microplastics in our marine environment, but not in the ocean, which is what most of us think of when we think of trash in the water. Kirsten Kapp is a professor and researcher at Central Wyoming College. We heard from her yesterday. And she's done a lot of research on microplastics in freshwater, rivers and tributaries, and the inland environment in general. She gave a talk recently for Columbia Riverkeeper, and we heard excerpts from that talk yesterday. She talked generally about the problem of microplastics and where they come from, which can range from skincare products to clothing to plastic bags. Microplastics are small pieces of plastic, about the size of a grain of rice or even smaller. Well, today we'll talk more about microplastics and we'll hear more from Kirsten Kapp. We'll be talking more about the local region. What about microplastics in the Columbia and Snake Rivers? Well, to explore that concept, Kapp and her fellow scientists did some on-the-ground research. They started testing river water samples every 50 river miles, starting inland at Yellowstone and continuing downriver. At this point, you might be able to guess the results. Here's Kirsten Kapp.
So, yes, we found microplastics. We found plastics in 75% of the grab samples and 93% of the net samples. So the net samples, right, collect a much larger volume of each sample than the grab samples do. And then all of the net samples that we collected on the Columbia River contained microplastics in 6 out of the 7 grab samples. We found films, we found fragments, we found beads, and of course, we found fibers.
Kapp said it's now well known that in environmental samples collected throughout the world, the most common type of plastic researchers find are the microplastics. But what about solutions?
There are ways that we can curb our use, reduce our use of when we don't necessarily need plastic. There's ways or things that, we need plastic. For example, the pandemic right now has showed us that plastic is really important in the hospital setting, but it's not so important to eat your meal with a plastic fork, right? There are still a lot of knowledge gaps, but those gaps are not necessarily hindering solutions to the problem. There are some amazing solutions out there and different types of solutions that all can be applied together to help reduce this potential problem in the environment. Think about solutions on the downstream end, like cleaning up the litter that we do find, and also focus on solutions upstream that really address how we can reduce the amount of plastics from entering the environment to begin with. There are a lot of solutions, for example, focus on the fast fashion movement. There are clothing companies that are trying to determine or figure out ways to make their clothing shed less. There are engineers on board trying to develop products to help stop the microfibers from entering the environment to begin with. There are politicians trying to work on various acts to help reduce the overall use, for example, bag bans, single-use plastic bans. And then there are also just individuals like us that can make a change.
And that was Kirsten Kapp, a researcher and professor at Central Wyoming College. She's done a lot of research on microplastics in freshwater rivers and tributaries. One of those rivers that she studied is the Columbia. And we've been talking about that today. Sometimes when we hear about these big systemic problems, it can seem hopeless or like real solutions are far off. But Kapp is not seeking to foster despair. She challenged her audience to be the change to help develop future solutions. Some things regular people can do right now. Currently, there are filters you can buy to filter your washing machine gray water, to filter out those tiny microfiber particles. Kapp also described a recent invention called the Cora Ball that you can toss in your washing machine to trap microfibers from your laundry. She said you can also do immediate things like choosing not to use plastic-coated wrapping paper on holidays because it can't be recycled. Small steps, perhaps, but if we do them together, steps toward a cleaner, safer world for all. For the past 2 days here on the Ship Report, we've been hearing excerpts from an online talk by microplastics researcher Kirsten Kapp. Hosted by Columbia Riverkeeper, it was broadcast live on December 15th. There is a video of this talk on YouTube. If you go there and search for microplastics and the Columbia River and Columbia Riverkeeper, you'll find it. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. And tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and it is a staff holiday at KMUN, so there won't be any local news. But you will hear The Ship Report, because I have a special Christmas Eve ship report that I like to do every year, and I'll have that for you tomorrow. Happy holidays, everyone. We'll see you after Christmas next week.